This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, September 3rd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. Bird flu hits three California dairies. Westlands expands into solar and avian flu in California. Three Central Valley dairies infected with avian flu. CDFA announced on Friday three Central Valley dairies have cows that tested positive for HPAI. CDFA Secretary Karen Ross recognizes the detection comes at a tough time for dairy farmers given the economic challenges they're facing in a dynamic market. She stressed the department is handling the incident with the utmost urgency. The state veterinarian placed all three affected dairies on quarantine with infected cows treated on site. The state's dairy supply has not been impacted. The dairies first detected symptoms of HPAI on August 25th, sent those samples to the California Animal Health and Food Safety Lab Network. State and federal officials do not consider this a significant public health threat, although dairy workers in close contact with infected herds are at risk of contracting HPAI as it occurred in Colorado, Michigan, and Texas. The state public health department is recommending personal protective equipment for workers near potentially or already infected animals. Well, avian influenza has spread to California. Avian influenza in California brings the number of states where HPAI has been detected now to 14. California Department of Food and Agriculture says no people haven't been infected. We have been preparing for this possibility since early this year when HPAI detections were confirmed at dairy farms in other states, said CDFA Secretary Karen Ross. Our extensive experience with HPAI and poultry has given us ample preparation and expertise to address this incident with workers' health and public health as our top priorities. This is a tough time for our dairy farmers with the economic challenges faced. Animal movement is being tracked and evaluated as are other potential introduction pathways. Additional testing will be prioritized according to epidemiologic risk. Westlands gears up for solar on fallowed farmland. The legislature was passed a measure to help the Westlands Water District expand its energy portfolio. AB 2661 would boost the district's authority to own and operate renewable energy infrastructure. The water provider looks to invest in solar and battery storage as more acres go fallow in the San Joaquin Valley under SGMA. But it needs to build high-voltage transmission lines to deliver the clean energy to the state's electric grid and would have to wait up to a decade for the local utility to break ground on such a project. According to Assemblymember Esmeralda Soria Fresno, her bill would help the state achieve its climate goals while providing job opportunities for disadvantaged communities. Senator Anna Cabarello of Merced was initially skeptical of AB 2661 as she eyes solar developers rushing to repurpose valley farmland. During a floor debate last week, however, Cabarello supported the bill and its potential for high road jobs to maintain farm worker incomes. Dozens of farm groups and water districts backed the measure. It sailed through hearings with bipartisan support and no opposition. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Trump, I'll have a good relationship with China. Former President Donald Trump insists he'll have a good relationship with China if he gets a second term. At the same time, he continues to defend his proposals to increase tariffs.
in a Fox News interview this weekend with Mark Levin. Trump said he had a great relationship as president with Chinese President Xi Jinping. In a second term, I think we'll have a good relationship with China, and I think we'll have a good relationship with everybody. He repeated his long-standing position that China had taken advantage of us, and why shouldn't they? I mean, we were stupid enough to let them do it. They made hundreds of billions of dollars a year, and I put massive tariffs on them. Nobody got any money from China, but I got hundreds of billions of dollars from China. Trump also insisted, as he has many times before, that tariffs are taxes on other countries, not Americans. Tariffs are paid by importers, of course, not exporters. Trump said, quote, if you look at William McKinley, who was actually a great president, he made the country rich. It's probably the richest we ever were, relatively. But he taxed countries for coming and taking our jobs, for bringing us their product, for taking away our factories. It's not a tax on people, he said. Now, keep in mind, President Joe Biden kept Trump's tariffs on China in place and has even raised some of those further. Colorado wolf herd to be moved following livestock depredation incidents. Colorado wildlife officials are relocating a recently reintroduced wolf pack after reports of livestock depredation, the state's Parks and Wildlife Agency says. State wildlife officials in December captured 10 gray wolves from Oregon, released them on public land in Summit and Grand counties, the hopes of creating a permanent wolf population of the state. Since then, the agency has confirmed wolves have killed or injured 17 calves, 12 sheep, 11 cattle, and 3 dogs. That's according to an AgriPulse count of reported depredations. The ultimate goal of the operation is to relocate the pack to another location while we assess our best options for them to continue to contribute to the successful restoration of wolves in Colorado. That's the word of Colorado Parks and Wildlife Director Jeff Davis in a statement. Well, here's today's final word. My small dog will appreciate that. That GOP Senator Kelly Sciarto of Riverside County, who was worried about a proposed plastic bag ban that would prevent dog owners from deploying reusable bags for poo patrol. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, September 3rd, brought to you by Robbo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jack Alley.